Back here on KATE, and usually we talk football, USC football on a Friday, but we got Thursday night football in Wells tonight as the head coach of USC. Brandon Neseth joins us here on Afternoons with Aaron. And Brandon, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Hey, thanks for having us, Aaron.
Now, I'm assuming that because, and we've talked about this with many, many coaches, because of the lack of officials, is that why you guys are playing tonight?
Yep, that's why.
So what do you think about playing on Thursday night? I mean, I suppose with it being MEA week next week and playing on Wednesday, it's not a bad time to play on a Thursday.
Yeah, we actually, you know, we don't mind it. You know, with playoff football being on a Tuesday or possibly on a Saturday, and us playing Alden Conger earlier this season on a Saturday, it just seems like it's kind of the reality of the situation that we're going to have more of these games. I think we've kind of embraced it. And like you mentioned, just kind of having an extra day before we would play Lester Prairie next week on Wednesday, I'm all for that and allowing the kids' bodies to kind of get better and regroup before we play that game week 8. So it's a little bit different. I like being at home on a game or on a day where we play, you know, have school the next day. But, we're embracing it, and the kids are excited about it.
Now, Brandon, before we talk about the matchup at home against Janesville Waldorf Pemberton tonight, let's talk about the game last week against Mayor Lutheran. You guys took on a very good Mayor Lutheran team. And the first quarter, your team's only down a 14-6. I do see, it looks like maybe in that first quarter especially, turnovers. Turnovers kind of hurt your team, but your team was only down by 8 after one quarter.
Yeah, that's kind of been the name of the game this season, you know, and watching Mayor Lutheran, we kind of knew that. Obviously, we knew what type of team they have been. You know, they're a team that had about 6 or 8 guys out for violations that week one. I think they would have beat GFW. You would have seen them be, you know, a top 4 or 5 ranked team in the state, and I'm hard-pressed to find that many teams better than them. So we kind of knew what they were going to be. We've seen them, obviously, in the past. We knew that this was kind of their group. So to have turnovers like we did put us in a tough spot. We were down 14-6, you know, with about 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, and that's kind of right where we wanted to be in terms of just the week, just staying around, and good things can happen. They got a big punt block, and that kind of turned the tide of the game. But I thought the guys' effort was good. We needed to clean some things up, tackling, protecting the football, some of those small nuances on special teams. But there was a lot of positives you can take, even from a game in which we lost by 37 points.
Now, Brandon, touchdown in the first quarter, touchdown in the fourth quarter. Give us a recap of the two scores.
Yeah, Nick Bushlock, first drive, really an impressive drive. We're down 14-0, but he has 3 big pass plays, 1 to John Martinez and then 2 to Tabor Conley. Tabor Conley caught a touchdown, one-handed touchdown catch in the end zone on probably their best defender, number 2. So we're down 14-6. We didn't get the 2-point, and we kind of knew that's what we wanted to get in this game. Last year, we went up to their place as well. We really couldn't move the ball on the ground like we wanted to effectively. We couldn't quite throw the ball last year, so we were in a tough spot. So we thought Nick could open things up, and he really did in that first half. Unfortunately, again, didn't score again until the fourth quarter. Another big drive. Nick Bushlock had a couple big pass plays and then found Tabor Conley to get us down to about the 10-yard line. On a nice catch by him. And then Luke Pedersen scored his first touchdown of the season, senior receiver from Nick Bushlock. So, you know, we had 251 yards of total offense, which in a game in which you lose by 37 is rare. But it's kind of, again, name of the game this season. It's just been protecting the football and limiting some of those turnovers, and good things can happen.
Brandon Neseth again, head coach of USC football. They're playing tonight, 7 o'clock start in Wells. If you're looking for some prep football and have thought about, you know what, I've never got a chance to watch USC this year because my team is playing on a Friday night, well, go and check them out tonight against JWP. And Brandon, let's talk about the matchup. Your team is 3-3, Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, still looking for their first win at 0-6. What do you know about JWP?
You know, we know a little bit. RJV actually scrimmaged against some of their varsity guys at the scrimmage. They didn't have their varsity linemen, so they didn't want to partake in the varsity scrimmage. And obviously, we've seen a lot of tape. It just seems like teams we've been playing the week before us or a couple weeks before us, they've been playing JWP. So we've seen them a lot, being week 7 on tape. They're a team, I think their record isn't indicative of kind of what they can do. Their starting quarterback was out about 3 weeks. This number 3 can really throw the ball, vertical routes. They haven't had a lot of success running the football, but They may get some guys back, and you just can never, negate that part of the game. And then defensively, they're a 4-4. Historically, they've been a 3-5, but they run an aggressive 4-4. They'll blitz a lot in the A-gap. So they'll present challenges and problems, and we have to play better, obviously, than we did against Mayer and protect the football, tackle well, and really be stout on special teams to have success tonight.
Brandon Nesseth, head coach of USC again. They are hosting JWP 7 o'clock tonight in Wells. Season ends next week on a Wednesday. I was looking at the Ascension bracket, and these games are important because it looks like, Brandon, your team is kind of in the mix of things, maybe in that 4 or 5 spot. Obviously, having a home playoff game would be very cool.
Yeah, you kind of nailed it. These next 2 weeks are going to be huge. Really, New Ulm Cathedral, Lester Prairie, and ourselves are all kind of vying for that 3, 4, 5 spot, and all of us want to be 3 or 4 seed. You mentioned it on a Tuesday night, in October, you really want to be home in that home playoff game. You don't want to have to travel. We've had success here in home playoff games, so we want to be here. And we know, our destiny is kind of in our hands in terms of what we have to do and kind of take care of business tonight and then next week against Lester Prairie. So there's a lot to play for, and I think guys understand that. I think they're going to be excited about it.
Brandon Nesseth, head coach of USC Rebel Football here on KATE. Again, they get JWP tonight. Get over to Wells, 7 o'clock kickoff against the Bulldogs. Brandon, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk next week.
You bet. Thanks, Aaron. Bye.